Hello, everyone. Welcome to week number 10 of 10 Minutes, 12 Weeks to a New View of Life. I'm Kathy Kirk, founder of Applied Spirituality. Our usual housekeeping reminders. Number one, this is a religion-neutral zone, meaning that all religions are welcomed here. Number two, use your notebook, journal daily, communicate with yourself. Pose your questions, note your revelations, talk things out with yourself. Take this time with yourself every single day. Number three, everything you receive here in audio or print is proprietary information and is copyrighted. Nothing may be reproduced except by expressed written consent. Number four, nothing that I share with you will be of any practical use in changing your reality unless you actually apply it to your life. This part is entirely up to you. Number five, submit your questions or comments to coach@appliedspirituality.com, and I will respond to you personally. Number six, you are invited to join the Sunday evening Life Transformational Coaching Calls, where we practice the mastery of alignment with Source to deliberately and intentionally create the life we desire. Sign up at appliedspirituality.com/coaching. On with the message number 10. You have nothing to fear. Every week I end with the same three sentences given to me from my non-physical friends. That phrase is, quote, "You have nothing to fear, you have nothing to worry about, you are loved beyond measure." This week I want to devote this 10 minutes to the idea that we have nothing to fear. My hope is that you will begin using these practices and exercises to move yourself into trust and faith in this big, beautiful world and universe and how friendly and benevolent it is. The universe has your back. Imagine having an assistant in life who follows you around all the time. Every time you issue a wish or an order, your personal assistant says to you, quote, "As you wish," and voila, it's done. Well, you do. The powerful universe, via the law of attraction, matches your every wish with "it is done." Instantly, as you have asked for more time, more money, more health, better friends, a lovely dinner, a beautiful relationship, the universe responds to you instantly. That wish that you just uttered, whether vocally, unconsciously, or cellularly and subconsciously, has been answered. The 96% of you that is non-physical source energy has just expanded to the new, improved version of you that includes what you just asked for. And that 96% of you is enjoying the heck out of your new creation. The only part missing is your 4% physical human mind coming into alignment so it can enjoy it as well. All too often, we remain outside our own creation because we are afraid. Afraid of what? As many people as there are that many fears. So I cannot tell you which fears keep you separated from the realization and manifestation of your good. But you can. You can unearth these in your daily journaling. Also, you can begin talking to those parts of yourself that harbor these fears in your journal. You can ask, who's afraid? What's holding me back? Who's clinging to the past? Why are you afraid of moving forward? So what's your worst fear? I'm telling you that you have all the answers to your own questions. Most of what ails us is a lack of communicating with ourselves or the parts of ourselves. I call a board meeting of the country of me at least once a day. Sometimes twice. I do this in the shower. I'm alone, the water's soothing, and I ask all the parts of me around this great round table, like in Camelot. At one end of the table is me, the physical human, who is captain of the ship. At the other end of the table is my God self. This is the giant 96% non-physical source energy, self of love and well-being. Between us are all the parts of myself from age day one to current, usually represented by one figure from each year of my life. Sometimes new figures join us, at the table as they are discovered and reclaimed into the whole family. I begin the meetings with a welcome and how much I love them all. I tell them what's up for the day. I ask all the parts to feel the overwhelming love and wisdom of our God Self. I pre-pave the day for all my parts. We're going to be here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I want this to happen this way. I want that to feel this way. I want to be inspired here. Of course, I pre-pave safety, well-being, and love throughout my entire day, whomever and whatever I come in contact with. I ask for feedback. When any thought comes to my mind, I honor that part of me which has something to say. A concern, a reservation, an idea. I listen. I voice it. And then I include that into the day's mission, like it's a briefing. I ask again if everyone feels included and on board for what I have in mind. My visual is that I'm moving in this direction, and I need and want everyone on board rowing in the same direction, feeling with me, feeling good and connected with Source. Once I feel that, I thank everyone, tell them I will be mindful of any negative emotions as indications from them that they have something I need to hear. I will breathe and check in with them at each bathroom break throughout the day. I will do happy dances at everything we do today. I will enjoy our life, I promise. I ask them to join me in all of this. At the end of the day, I do the same thing. Only this time I include a run-through of the day and appreciation for all the things that came up during the day, both, quote, good and bad, and bring anything negative or controversial to the table. I ask who is bringing this up. Usually a visual comes from one of the girls at a certain age. Sometimes a new visual comes up, especially when I'm reaching for something new, and this part has never been challenged before. Now I need to bring her up to speed. I apologize for not hearing her before this. I allow her time to rant, whatever she needs to do, but all the while moving her forward back into alignment with Source, nothing to fear. This is my managing my internal environment where human fears live and are transformed by being brought, by bringing my thoughts back into alignment with Source energy and well-being. For you, it will be the same. And as you can do this, release techniques on particularly stubborn beliefs, if necessary, but you as the captain of your ship must lovingly and persistently move these parts upward and back into light and love, into alignment with Source. You cannot allow them to malinger too long, ruminating over, he did this and then that happened. Yes, indeed, it all did. Yes, they were schmucks. But this, your holding on to this, does not serve me or us any longer. And truth be told, we bought into the lie. So let's just move on. Self-talk is soothing, reassuring, and healing. Most of the time we suffer from fear because our parts just don't know what the heck is going on. We rush from meeting to meeting. We eat crap. We don't take time to play. We aren't having any fun. They doubt seriously the wisdom of their captain, so they pretty much revolt. To benefit from the wisdom of your parts, you have to spend time with them, just like you have to spend time with your kids or your spouse. You have to spend quality time with yourself. Once you start doing this, you will actually enjoy the time. It's fun. You have funny parts of yourself and playful parts and thoughtful parts and shy parts and brave parts and bold parts, all kinds of parts that are part of the team of you. But when you live unconsciously and ignore them, these parts dig in and create fears which eventually paralyze you until you can't do anything else except finally let go and see what the revolt is all about. This could be high blood pressure, cancer, divorce, etc. But eventually, they do get your attention. Every single part of you brings a gift to your life, a talent, a skill, a unique aspect of you, and they require expression because they are you. If you ignore them, if you abandon them, if you judge them ugly, wrong, bad, useless, unworthy, you will see this reflected in your daily experience in your world. People in life will treat you as you are treating yourself internally. So you feel neglected? Then you're neglecting yourself or parts of yourself. Feeling unworthy? Then you're treating yourself as unworthy or parts of yourself as unworthy. All the answers are within you. As you love yourself back into wholeness, welcome back the unlovable, reclaim the ignorant, gather up the idiot and moron. Suddenly, these parts reveal the gift they brought to the table for you to give to the world. You have nothing to fear. There is nothing about you that you need to fear. The way you deal with it is to go in, and as the seats around your table are currently empty because you've been afraid to look at them, fill yourself with love of your God self, and then ask for these parts to come forward and take their seat. You are ready to listen. You are ready to receive. You are ready to include them at the table of you. Once I had an ogre show up at my table. She was ugly and covered with warts. It was really icky. But then I had to remember that this was merely an unloved part of myself. What if I loved her? What if I could do that? Eventually, she did transform and revealed her gift to me. But these are the lovely surprises that are in store for you when you begin taking a loving interest in yourself, when you begin communicating with yourself and having a relationship with yourself. Your homework for the week. Number one, find those pictures of you at every year of your life and post them somewhere where you can see them frequently and post them in chronological order. Number two, hold a board meeting of you, your God self, and all your people around a great round table. See how many of your parts show up. Have remarks prepared for them. Tell them how you feel, why you're doing this, and what you hope. And make no promise that you're not willing to keep. Be real, honest, and sincere. Write in your journal at least once a day. Number four, talk to your parts whenever you get a feeling signal from them. No matter when it happens or who's around, do an internal nod. Tell them that you hear, you acknowledge, and you will bring this to the board meeting next. Meanwhile, in your physical world drama, you might just defer a decision until you have the opportunity to meet with your parts and find out what the, quote, fear or negative emotion is all about. Number five, love and honor these parts. Your job is to connect with them, your infinite, eternal self, and to parent them, lead them as an adult back into alignment with Source. Number six, reaffirm to them every single meeting of your commitment to you, your wholeness, your best life. Thank them for trusting you, telling you what's up, and for loving you so much. Number seven, refuse to be afraid, dismayed, or surprised at who or what shows up. It's all good and information for you on your journey back into oneness in the body. Number eight, never give up. If you miss, fall off the horse, forget, just get back on track. Own up to it with them and feel their forgiveness for you. They love you. Thanks for being here. And as always, I am reminded to tell you that you have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about, and you are loved beyond measure. Until next week, this is Kathy Kirk from Applied Spirituality.